Thunder Bay, the city's climate action specialist Danielle Tom said that the city's home energy improvement loan program is going to shape the way buildings will look and how much financing homeowners can access to retrofit their homes. The program is still in the planning phase. Once implemented, it will offer lower interest, easily accessible loans for residents to upgrade their homes with energy-efficient retrofits. Tom said homeowners would be able to save money on a wide range of energy-efficient retrofits like new windows, air or ground-source heat pumps, and even electric hot water heaters. "All of these things are rather expensive and we're looking to make it more affordable for folks," said Tom. At the moment, the city is undergoing a design study for the program, which Tom needs as much feedback as possible to understand the need and ensure that everyone can easily access the program. A survey has been launched on Thunder Bay's Get Involved page. On Sat. Jan. 18, Tom will be conducting a public engagement session at Intercity Mall to provide the public with more information and a paper copy of the survey. Tom said the survey involves honing in on what kind of financing mechanisms that people will be comfortable with accessing and what sort of things that they would like available through this loan program. Although the design study has yet to be completed, Tom stated that the loan program is going to emulate the Canada Greener Home Loan Program, which allows homeowners to borrow up to $40,000. "The measures we're looking at are not cheap by any means, so we're looking at some sort of happy medium where it's not an ostentatious amount of money that we're allowing you to take out as a loan, but it is a number that's going to actually make a difference and help," Tom said. Council approved a net zero strategy back in June 2021. The net zero strategy set a target to reduce greenhouse gas, GHG, emissions by 2050. A memorandum to implement a green development standard in Thunder Bay was presented to the city's Earth Care Advisory Committee on Wednesday through a deputation to the committee. The green development standard seeks to ensure that all new residential, commercial, and institutional buildings adhere to a set of criteria that requires developers to design and construct buildings to higher standards than the minimums required by other legal imperatives such as the Ontario Building Code, according to the memorandum. Tom said the green development standard by law would ensure that homeowners won't have to worry about retrofitting their buildings 20 years from now. However, no recommendation to implement a green development standard bylaw has been put in front or approved by City Council. Although a green development standards are not directly tied to the home energy improvement loan, when asked if the concept of the green development standards parallels the home energy improvement loan as a potential contribution to the city's net zero strategy, Tom said, "The net zero strategy outlines that some sort of mechanism, like the loan that I'm putting together and possibly green development standards, should be put in as soon as possible because that 2050 goal is creeping up on us and hitting these incremental steps is really important, especially when you're looking at something as long-lasting as housing and infrastructure," Tom said.